Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Very briefly, Genesis 26, part 5 of taking territories, how to take your unconquered territory. Again, let me reiterate that wherever the Lord has promised you is somewhere that already belongs to somebody now. They are holding it for you. Please also understand that God will never take anything out of his covenant child and give to another covenant child. That thing you see in your brother's life, some of us cannot get anything because we are filled with greed. Greed. You want the miracle exactly the way God did it for Tobechukwu. That's why God is not answering you. Because you are still, after so many years, you are not wise. Tobechukwu's testimony is a sign unto you. Your testimony doesn't have Tobechukwu on it. It has Busayo. So what's your problem? When you say, God, do it for me, but in your mind, you are seeing Tobechukwu's face. And God says, it's like this, she's not ready. Let's leave her to pray. Because she's very soon, that love will turn. She will start hating this woman. Meanwhile, this person, the Yoruba person, will call local by, nobody put you for a problem. A lot of us, our hearts, our motives are not pure enough for God to make an attempt. So before you go to God and you are shouting Holy Ghost fire, you want to break down the gate of thanksgiving. You need to be sure that your motives are clear. God is so old. You can't. How I wish people will understand that God is not American. God is so old. He sees through you. I know that there are set. I know that there are certain levels I'm praying for that God has refused to give me because of a particular character flaw. I know. Man of God. People say they hear God, but for you to hear God, you must learn how to hear difficult things. Like, God challenge you. I will not do this thing because of this thing in your life. People don't hear that one. They just hear, my daughter, you hear things you like. You don't know who God is. The grand monarch of the universe. When other gods see him, they don't call themselves gods. That's how big and old he is. You need to have a biblical perspective of God, though. All those people talking about God on Instagram, they don't know. Many of them are just looking for likes and shares. If God comes into your room, you can't talk. You fall down flat. It's because he has not come in. When he comes in, he said, I fell down, I was dead. God came to wake him again. Don't die. I came to talk to you, not to kill you. That's why the man of God said, how can we sing the Lord's song in the shade? Do you know that when you sing spirit songs, you attract the spirit that has the song, the owner of that song? Then somebody is saying, I should come and sing this song in Babylon. Many of our Christian songs today are only good for vibing. They are not good for worship. May we not labor for nothing. So the moment you understand that God doesn't operate in popular things, you have first of all delivered yourself from men. That if God makes you a promise, that thing is between two of you. That thing he said to you is between two of you. You may live in the same house with your twin sister, and she may be suffering because she doesn't know what it takes to come out of the mundane and hear very difficult and powerful things. Genesis 26, verse 1. quickly. If you have it, just put it on the screen. And there was famine in the land besides the famine that was in the days of Abraham. This is talking about most likely Isaac. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Next verse. And the Lord appeared to him and said, now, in the Old Testament, God spoke to most of these guys in dreams. Huh? If you are alive and you can hear my voice now, you should be dreaming. Yeah. Don't say you are not a prophet. This is not about being a prophet. Huh? There must be a primary way God can get to you. And you should be concerned if that channel is corrupted or blocked. Because what that means is that even if God wants to help you, he can't help you. Please, somebody with me. There was famine in the land, and Brother Isaac began to contemplate. Everybody is moving to Egypt. Is it Egypt? He said everybody was moving to Egypt. And God appeared to him. Young man, don't go anywhere. That's a hard thing to hear. The fingers are pointing in that direction. Sir, this thing, sir, you know, God, you know, I know you are God, you see, but here, on the earth, there's such a thing as migration. We move, we don't, and I know you and my father, you are very close, but I just need to, not that I want to obey you, but hunger will kill us. That your prophecy will not manifest again by the time we are all dead. So I need to go very briefly. Like somebody told me, sir, I just want to go. I'm moving to Canada for a few years and I'm coming back. Even me and the devil, we sat down and laughed. Are you whining me? What kind of place is this? See, I just want, say, Pastor, you know, I say, Oga, get out of, if you don't, see, stop playing with my, how many people do you know? There's only one man I know, Tunde Bakari, that went and came back the next day. He did not even stay 1 week. He landed today. God told him, go back tomorrow. Can anybody in this generation hear that count?
No.
After taking Virgin Nigeria, what's that their name? Virgin America, Atlanta, whatever. You fly yourself hours. As you are landing, the Lord says, for this cause have I raised you to preach, pray, and prophesy until revival comes. Arise, go to your native land. For God did not even say, okay, you just landed. Okay, rest. 3 months' time. He had a house in the U.S., fully settled. He wasn't a poor man. He traveled. God behaved as if he did not see anything. As he landed in his own house, God just came casually. For the hour has come for the liberation of men. And I have raised you to preach, pray, and prophesy. Therefore, go to your native land and begin to till revival comes. Do you think God cares about how much he bought the ticket? If you had prayed without, no, don't listen to your wife, pray first. Because I can tell you his wife's hand is in that thing. The thought of living abroad is so beautiful. You can't hear don't go from God. How will God say don't go? Do you know what we are talking about here? Do you know where? If you put one post on Instagram, do you know what that means? All your enemies will say, like, so this guy escaped. You know what it means? To go into a place that is organized, you queue. You don't jump and enter the train. Where everything works. Like, in 7 years I could actually be a citizen. Like my life could be, my skills, you know, could be better. And if you are even single, just look for one good church there. You marry an American. Now, don't. Some of you are, your vanity is beginning to talk to you now. That's what I would have done anyway. I'll just go to, you know, one of those churches. And because my anointing is raw, it's African anointing. They say, this man, this is God. They will make me a pastor. Then they'll say, oh, we have Sister Clarissa. She's here, she's a worship leader. And Clarissa too, you know, she's an intercessor. The vibe is vibing. Before you know it, I'll stop bearing Benga. Who was Benga? Who will pronounce that one? My middle name is Solomon. Salomon. Not even Solomon. Salomon. You just like, I know this guy. Oh, you don't know me. You don't know me, Motilo. Don't know what. It's very difficult to hear some things. That's why people don't want to be close to God. Because they know God is a killjoy. He will wait for you. He will be planning, plan. He will not talk. You know, God too can be bored if he gets bored. So he will wait for you. When you just go, you just spoil your plan. Then you cry, say, hey, so we are not going. Meanwhile, you spend 500,000 on that project. The only lesson he wants you to learn is, why didn't you ask me? But if he tells you, like as I'm preaching now, some of you are still set in your ways. You will, so he will allow you, go and put your money there. Then they will run away with your money. A lady from Greece was referred to me. I think I talked about that lady. From Greece. Somebody referred her to me. Because she wanted to commit suicide. She's Grecian but married to a Briton. See, I have international ministry. Just that if you want to last, you have to be humble. All the people God used to bring to me, there are people with problem. They can't even help you. They need your help. Man of God, they need my help. They are British, but they can't help me. It doesn't add up. Just like somebody coming, like, oh, I'm coming from Atlanta. You know, and it's my help he wants. Me, I'm in Nigeria. As you did now, for Atlanta, nothing where you feel do for me. Every time you call me, it is because you want me to help you. Oh, my shame. All those pastors that see all those people that are okay, where are they meeting them? The lady fell into the hands of a false prophet that walked away with £250,000 one day. So that's why she wanted to die. That's why people knew there's a prophet in Maryland that doesn't collect money. That one will help you, will not charge. It's free. Salvation is free. Salvation is free. Prophetic ministry is not free. Go and check everyone that I later with the prophet. Is it not God that will do it? Can't you pray to God? Can't tell you everybody pray to God? Why are you not praying to God? Why are you coming to the prophet? Pray now. All of us know God. Go and pray. They will put you on queue. Your number is 25. You will stay on that queue. Oh, even if you don't know those people. You will call your customer care, they'll put your number on queue. My service provider, what was their name? My insurance, they messed me up. I was still trying to talk to them. They didn't know, you know, people don't know that. She knows why she's laughing. The only good thing about me is this person you are seeing. This face is, that's the only good thing about me. If I wake up on your matter, I was talking to them. Oh, sir, don't worry. We're going to get your funds. Okay. When? Ah, no, don't worry. 2 weeks. I said, why 2 weeks? So, the person thought it was just. I just asked him, I said, how long have you been working? I said, the person did not know that I was already angry. And I told the person, I said, please, give the phone to your manager. I don't want to talk. Don't micromanage me. I worked in the bar for 12 years. What we do? See this trick? They taught me. I used it on people. I am not ready to reap what I've sown. Give the phone to your manager. Back by me. Don't kill me. The manager say, hi, I'm Lola Day. I say, hey. You know that Lola Day thing, eh? I think wanted to name my daughter Lola. My wife refused. me, I like there are some names I like, but I don't know what is it with Yoruba people. They don't want some names. It is related with certain things. So, but me, I like the name. Unfortunately, we are talking about money, so I'm not interested in the name. They try to micromanage me. I just say, okay, I'm on another chat on LinkedIn now with your MD. So, after now, you get a mail from me. I wasn't joking. That's when a person realized, is it that serious? Because in Nigeria, you have to fight for everything, including your right. You don't have right. Don't fight with a man holding a gun. Don't argue with a man. Say you're a prophet. You see a man holding a gun, you say you want to prove something. In Nigeria, you don't have right. Even the Inspector General of Police doesn't have right. There was one that we dragged some years ago. We dragged from the vehicle on the floor. Tafa. We dragged him. But it was the Inspector General of Police. Most of the problems we face are tied to just one thing. Not asking God. The famine in Genesis 26, was it genuine? It was genuine. There was a real famine. Now, the matter of, for instance, traveling is a very emotional thing. No pastor wants to be involved. Huh? No pastor will, now, including myself, I'm a changed man now. I will not tell anybody, don't go again. I will not see vision. Even if you ask me, I'll tell you, go. When you get to the airport, be using Google to find your way. Eh? Because it's a very sensitive matter. When you ask people to wait, wait for what? What are you asking them in Nigeria to? All of us that we are here, it's because of the dollar rate. If the rate come down to 400 today, if you wake up tomorrow and you hear that the rate is now 400 naira, I tell you, if you see half of these people next Sunday, call me bastard. 400 naira. Wow, God is good. People will be buying tickets. It's a very touchy matter. When there's famine in the land, and you are telling somebody, don't move to a place where your family can be provided for. It's a very touchy matter. It's not something you just say to people. That's why it's good for you to be close to God, because God can say it to you. God is not afraid of you. Don't go. God will say, don't go. You can't kill him. You don't know his address. You can't send assassins to him. Don't go is don't go. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, do not go to Egypt. This is how your father too started. He went to Egypt. He almost collected his wife. Whatever affinity you have with Egypt, let's discuss it now. It may not be only your wife they will collect. They may collect one leg. Do not go down into Egypt. Dwell in the land where what? I shall tell thee. Please, this statement is progressive. Problem with many believers is that they heard this word 10 years ago and they refuse to check whether this is still what God is saying. There are things the Lord will say to you, they are just for a short time. Stay in Lagos. It may be for 5 years. Move to, your own is not, and I've told you, some of you are not going to the United States, you are going to Japan. From the airport, you'll be struggling. Because you did not watch Japanese movies here. You did not learn anything. Even China. Shama. You don't know anything. Fua. She, you don't know anything. So when you get there, you are already in trouble. I learned all these things by watching their movies. I didn't go to any school. Because I know God can send me there. Yes. After I suffer here, God will send me somewhere to go and enjoy my life. So God not only told him not to go, but God gave him a promise of a place, which means as at verse 2, he had not revealed that place. Please, are you with me? That means if you want to walk with God, you have to be patient. Also, the Lord might tell you, arise, my son, and move from point A to point B. But that instruction is time-bound. If you are not able to make that transition now, you will need to get another word. Because that word has expired. This is why many people are trying to make some things happen for which the timing for that thing has expired. And it now looks like as if they are the ones trying to force their way in. Meanwhile, the timing has expired. Verse 3. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you. What does the word sojourn mean? Huh? Stay here. Dwell here. Live here. And I will live here with you. That's what I want. I don't want to have to pray and be praying for hours simply because I know that I have violated the primary and core instructions over my life. If, for instance, the Lord sends me to Canada now, yes, I have tech skills. I have academic skills. But I can almost assure you that the Lord is sending me there to serve him. So if they, and those people there, they don't go to church. So if you see that the Lord has told me to, if you hear tomorrow, just be praying for me. Because you will not see people seated like this. The people there have learned to live without God. The people going to church in Canada are Africans that migrated. That's why if I pastor a church in the US or UK tomorrow, we will not sing Nigerian songs there. Because this is not Nigeria. Don't bring your own bati here. And I will not dress like this. Sojourn in this land. Stay here. And I will be with you. This is an instruction given somebody. Please note that for some other person, it will be the Lord will say, leave this land. Huh? Leave this land and move to the UK. The moment God says, pack your bag and leave, no resource from heaven will fund your staying here again. Oh. So please don't look at this thing like a killjoy. In this man's case, God wanted him to stay. In your case, God may want you to go. Please, is God still good? Huh? Or some people now, the only thing they are seeing now is that God is saying, don't go. In your own case, God might say, go. Go that abroad. I am in it. Go. But just know that whatever God tells you, the moment you have heard it once, no resource will be provided to finance a season that has ended. Please write this thing down. Because some people think that's why I'm tired of listening to pastors preach. Because it seems most times we are just sharing our own ideas. Most times you listen to pastors, especially those of us that are young in Nigeria, you are just trying to make sense out of the thing. The guy said, I was on one mountain, I prayed 72. Oh God, can you just show me the word of God? Thank God for your experience. It's good, but can we just leave all this waiting there for the Bibeli? Holy Bibeli. Show us. Because now I'm hearing about you, but I'm not hearing Jesus. And you must demand accountability from your preachers so that you don't begin to accumulate idols in church. You came to church with one idol. By the time you left, you are added 7 to it. Because you got it from the pastor. A lot of Christians are frustrated today because they have used all the anointing to build their spirituality, to build anointing, but they don't know how to live kingdom life. So it now looks like, okay, on this side I'm doing well, but on this other area, in these other areas, nothing is happening. Then it begins to look as though the unbeliever are prospering. Meanwhile, in the word of God, adequate provision has been made for your prosperity. Adequate. You've got to see, the moment you understand this and believe it, then your brain will start working. What is it that God has given me that I have ignored? What is it? There are some of you that have prayed, God, every spirit of devourer in my life, every spirit that will make me end my salary, and it will not stay in 25, the money has disappeared. Oh God, all the spirits working against me, all this foundation, evil foundation, pattern. Oh God, stop praying. Your wife knows how to keep money. Don't pray again. Thus hear the Lord, don't pray. Once you get your salary, give your ATM card to your wife. I know they will not agree. I know the men will not agree, but no problem. We are on your case. Among the two of you, some of you are good in one aspect, somebody is good. Just don't pray. Ah, take the card. But if you start getting debit alert, call out. Call out. One man who, my customer who works in an oil and gas company, people like oil and gas, like Sahara. Eh? Like Sahara. He was trying to pay some money for insurance school fees in millions. I was the one attending to him, and he was complaining that his wife, every time he the card, he's always getting debit alert, and it's not small, small amount. I said, but my own wife doesn't do like that too. He said, oh, really? I'd like to meet your wife. I bet don't collect my wife. Because you are working in Sahara. I don't know what you will tell her now. I'll become wifeless. So, please. She's busy. She's not around. In the days of Sahara, like 7, 8 years ago. Sahara. Say, oh, wow. Wow, that's rare. I'd like to meet your wife. How did you do? I say, well, we trust each other. The man laughed. Trust. He laughed. He said he had to transfer without telling the wife. Move this money out. So he waited for her to start complaining. Now, so maybe the card has problem. I'm not giving her my card again. So please, I'm not saying you should give your card to your wife. I say give it to her if you know she knows how to manage money well. If she's somebody that can easily buy on impulse, like she just likes to shop, and I think most ladies are there. You just like to, I like this, I just order it. Then I warn you. Move some money to one account first. So that you will not be in your place of prayer. And you'll be getting text message. The money you cannot spend on yourself. Somebody will be spending it. And you say, Pastor said. That's not what I said. He says, such. But it's good for both of you to know your area of strength. So instead of praying and disturbing God, between two of you can fix it. Let's know those who have serious problems. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For unto you and your children, I will give these countries. Can you see it? For unto your seed, I will give, for unto you, thee and thy seed, I will give all these countries. See what God promised one family? For obeying. This is a generational blessing. The problem is that for us, we're only interested in what we can benefit now. And God says, no, I'm a generational God. He says, I will give and I will perform my oath, the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father. Can you see that? The matter of blessing Isaac was not personal. It was a conversation God had. My friend, I was in this church, I think about 2-3 years ago, Dr. Yechi. You remember him? For those of you who were in church then. His father was the first general superintendent of Assemblies of God. His grandfather in Nigeria. The man used to be a farmer, but they were the first set of people to receive the missionaries that came from Azusa. Do you know, have you heard of the Azusa Revival? The missionaries that came from Azusa to Nigeria, his father was among the uneducated people to receive them. So after they started what we know as Assemblies of God, and I hope you know that Assemblies of God is not a church. It's only a church in Nigeria. It's just like saying PFN, CAN, in Nigeria now. So CAN goes to Kenya and becomes a church. But Assemblies of God is a body. They ordain ministers, they regulate, you know, and so on and so forth. But here, they became a church. And the man could no longer go to the farm because of the work of ministry. And he was very poor. But he told God, if you tell me not to go to the farm again, I can go. I will do your work. But see my children. I don't have what it takes to take care of them. And Dr. Yechi told me, I met Yechi just the month we were going for NYC in Lagos at a conference. And we luckily got posted to the same state in Sokoto. And we became very good friends. And the Lord restrained the man from working. And EH's dad and all the siblings, God sent all of them to different countries of the earth on scholarship to study. Because the Lord said to the man, focus on my work. EH too did his PhD in veterinary medicine abroad. On the same covenant, the day the man was going to die, he got back from church. Got back from church, came into the room and asked for EHE. And EHE came out. He said, kneel down. Every covenant I have had with God, everything I have seen and heard in God, every grace that has worked for me, from today I transfer it to you. That was the prayer the man prayed, packed himself, put himself on the bed and died. EHE walked into the embassy and they told him, you don't have enough money. You don't have enough money for this visa you're asking for. I think he was going to India. EHE said, please, can I take my phone? He said, sure. And he picked the phone, shook it, turned it on, alert came in, money was there. How do you explain? Covenant. Huh? God is still bringing coins out of fishes. But it is for those who have made a decision to die with him. There are people God will not defend because God is a plan B in their lives. So stay in the land. God will give you that territory if you obey him. If you become emotional and you are saying, maybe not. God will still bless you. But as per that promise, that's another matter. Did you hear what I said? As per the promise, it's another matter. But God will bless you. Therefore, if you know, if something in your heart tells you that your destiny is very significant, don't make emotional decisions. Don't marry a man because you guys click. One quarrel can unclick you. Go ask anybody who has been married for a long time. Huh? Okay, let me not bust your bubble. I will allow you to get there. Anybody who has been married for a long time, huh? Go and check them. Those who are still saying they love themselves, they are either business partners, they are either business partners, they are friends, huh? They are friends. They are accountable to each other. You see that whole, let's go watch a movie, let's have breakfast in bed. Those ones are not even secondary matters. Those ones are last minute matters. Because when you have a friend, you can wake up in the night, you can wake up at night and say, something is bothering me. When you get to that point where you have something on your mind and the first thing you think is to discuss with your spouse, not your reverend doctor, somewhere else. Ah, it is a sign your marriage will last. But you see, to get to that point, you cannot just be a taker. You must also be a giver. Your spouse must be able to see an area, it may not be in his area, that you are extremely versatile in, and he respects your decision in that area. If you say, oh, you are living under the glory of your husband, you don't want to outshine him, who send you? If it is in your destiny to outshine him, Inko, go and ask Ezekwesili. Go and ask Okonjo Iweala. If they don't have men who are men enough to allow their wife shine, she would have been divorced. How many women can stand the glory of a woman like Okonjo Iweala? How many men can stand a woman like that? That the husband will be faceless and the wife will be everywhere. Oh, such men are rare. And some of you men, the reason why you are not married is because you are not ready to be faceless. You cannot imagine that your wife is any more than you. You cannot imagine. And so what? If she has more money than you, have more anointing. So that where money fails, anointing will step in. What are you talking about? I'm not asking you to collect your wife's money. Be a proud Igbo man. What I'm telling you is that if your wife has more money than you, you have anointing. Be a prayer warrior. Fast until you collapse. Because a day will come, your wife will call you. She'll say, Pastor. She will call her husband and say, Pastor. That means a serious problem. Not darling. Say, man of God, I want to see you. Why are you talking? Say, baby. I mean, man of God, your problem is solved. Everybody has something to give. This year, we are not permitting any woman here not to rise. They must rise. Amen. So if you have a husband that is giving you problem, send me their names. I'll be going to the Mount Tabora in 7 days' time. Mount Tabora. We are going to pray for such men. So if your husband refuses to allow you shine, send me the name. Just text the name. Now put star in front of them. Once I see one star, I know who the problem is. If you put 2 stars, I know the meaning. So, but on the mountain of the Lord, it shall be seen. Go and look at Joshua, Moses, Abraham, Joseph, Daniel, who else? Samuel. Go and look at everybody that was significant in Scripture. They were very difficult things God mandated them to do. Can you imagine the Lord telling Samuel that he was going to wipe out his father in the Lord? Those are difficult things to hear. Have you seen when in a marriage the wife is the prophet in the house? The husband is the Joseph, is wise, but the wife is the prophet, and it has anything that goes on, she would say, there's somebody you met today. You cannot do business with that person. You will not even let me land. He's already shouting because that contract is $30 billion. And you have come with your wallet again. But you have seen it. Haven't you seen couples who, if something was wrong with their partners, they will feel it in their body? What are you talking about? It's not this superficial thing and dancing all your way because you're, I'm putting it on Instagram. You don't know anything. When life happens to you, say, I have 4 children. Two of them are not. So what's the big deal? So these are the days when people will brag about those things. So before you marry a man, ask him, what do you believe? What do you believe? Don't tell me what I want to hear. Take him out. Take the man out and pay and watch the way he eats. If he eats like a thief. Some of you are laughing. I wish you know how serious this is. If you knew the kind of cases I have to undo, you will not laugh. Because the signs were there, even from his eating style. And the woman overlooked it. Because she wanted to get married by force. You can't marry a man that is not proud of who he is. If he has to hide or use a fancy name to tell you what he does, you are dealing with a man with serious inferiority complex. It will destroy that marriage. So fix that before you marry. It's better to be unmarried than to deal with the pain of divorce. Believe me. Every instruction, and it might come in several ways, though. It might come in several ways. It may not even be marriage related. It may be God, just the Lord telling you, before you make a public statement on a major issue, ask me. Ask me. There's a woman I know, and I felt I struggled with the decision to send her a message. Because of the generational pattern. Many of our parents, they know things. They know things, and for some reason, they are not talking. Because they want to take those secrets to the grave with them. You have to pray. God appeared to Isaac and said, don't go. If you ask him, he will show you things. My brother, I was talking to my brother yesterday or 2 days ago. And we're talking about my father's land at our village. My brother is almost 50. My dad passed 1996. And I just heard a story from 96. I heard yesterday, 2024, that happened after the burial. Something that happened. My father's friend, who knew when my father bought that land. After, you know, there's this 7 days thing they do after the burial. So my brother, being the older son, came for that meeting. My father's friend, childhood friend, came for the meeting. He now told my brother, the problems your father had started the day he bought this land. Please, imagine you pray since 1996. God, what is the problem in this family? God, reveal. Somebody in your house that you are feeding, or somebody that is feeding you, ask the information, but he didn't come into his mind to say, something like this happened after all of you left. There was a meeting, and a man, my father's childhood friend, he came after the burial and told me, if you can dispose this land, dispose it. There's something on this ground. People contended with your dad for this land. There were more than one. Things happened. Words were spoken. And that was the day I knew your dad started having problems, even in the university where he worked and all of that. What is he trying to tell you? Leave the land. You want to be a hero. You want to go and dismantle territorial. I beg. This land in the next 100 years cannot be sold for 1 million. Where is the other contestant? Take, meeting law. I will choose my battles. Instead of dying here, I will go and die over the one at Lekki. And Osborne for sure. The one that even if I die, my children can still live there and be living like a big man. Not the one in the village. Village that I can't even remember. I don't even, sometimes, except when I think, I don't remember the name of that village. Like, it doesn't even, I don't even, I claim Lagos. I claim anywhere I feel like. Last week, I claim Ogun State. This week, I'm claiming Lagos. What does it even matter? Next week, I claim Benue. Go and do your worst. Come and fight me. But I'm just telling you that my mom was not privy to that conversation. That information was kept in my brother's hands because the man felt my brother would be able to handle it. My brother told me that thing for the first time on Saturday, yesterday. So I told him, I said, well, there's no time to fight and blame him. I just told him, okay, let's sell that land. He said, good, let's move. We are the two boys. I said, let's sell the land. My mom called me, I said, madam, cool down. We have information. I don't even want to start that matter with her. I say, my brother and I, we have decided we sell the land. There's no time. If new information has come to the court. For those of you, you need to, if you have parents who are alive, try to see to them, hear stories. Don't say they are repeating themselves. You know our parents like repeating themselves. Okay, I thought my mom is the only one. They have told you that story. They said, hey, in 1974. You have said this, he said, still hear it. Just try. Have patience to hear it. It can be frustrating, but just try and hear it. They will tell you things about your family that nobody knows. My mom told me that my grandfather was the one who taught how to use powder. My grandfather. He didn't like a woman that was not, you know, so he said he bought powder for her, bought all those things. I said, wow. No wonder I asked twice. You will hear things. People have taken secrets to the grave. So when God tells you, do like this, it's not, the decision is not about you. He's trying to break a cycle for which you may not even be aware. He's telling you, leave this place now. Don't stay in your village. There are people that called me. Pastor, this, I said, tell him to pack his bag and leave that place. Move to another city immediately. That's the prophetic word. If you don't obey, that's your business. Instructions are key. Instructions are everything. And your instructions are your own. They are your own. If God tells you, then they are your own. Marry it, hold it. Until God comes with another one, you will continue with the one he has given you. If you follow this principle alone, there is no family circle that cannot be broken. There is no family circle that cannot be broken. There is no family circle that cannot be broken. I've prayed for people in Asia. I prayed for people in Europe, Hungary, all those places. Africa, Gabon. Believe me, the same things we are dealing with here is what they are dealing with. I'm telling you. People who have joined fraternities in their campus, on their campus in the US, who thought it was just a very cool fraternity, came out of it and they were suffering from blood. People come out with, you know what they call bloodlust? You have a very strong craving for blood. But when you hear some people talk, you won't want to marry a white man. Especially when they are the elite, the very rich ones. They know that they can be taken out, so they put their hands into several things, which you are not aware of. Somebody just wakes up today, sings a song, and all of a sudden, he's known all over the world. And you look at him, even the shape of his head is one kind. He's not walking well, he's not dancing well. But just overnight, he's popular. He says the song. Okay, look at the song. What did she sing? Nothing. You are pouring water on your body. That's it. Okay, let me pour water on my own body now and see if I'll become popular. You say, look at that man. I say, pastor, idiot. He's pouring water on himself. Because I'm not part of their fraternity. When people do stupid things and they suddenly explode, be wise. Be wise. An instruction was given and they followed. But they won't tell you that one. This life is lived by covenant. The year is just starting. This is February. Go before God. What are my marching orders for this year? Don't try to hear God. Focus on obeying him. Some things are already in the word of God. Start from there. Hallelujah. You think you want to be rich? God wants you to own nations. You think you want to be rich? If you know what God is thinking about, you'll be afraid. God is not giving you money. He's giving you nations. That means the nations cannot breach without you. He said, I will give Sheba for you. God will allow a nation to perish so that you will survive. Do you know what that means? He's a jealous God. When he kills, he's not committing murder. You can't sue him. You can't disown him. You can't fire him. If you are tired, you die. He will still be here. But you have to embrace him. No more games. Come on, say no more games. No more games. No more games. Finally, say to those who are willing and obedient, They shall eat of the good. So there's good in the land. Hallelujah. That area God has put you, it may not look lucrative, but stay there. And please understand from the first service, I mentioned that for most of us, we may not really hear voices telling us, go this way or go that way. But if you are sincere with yourself, you will see the way the Holy Spirit will be leading you. Don't say because Pastor Gbenga said, this is how we found his wife. My wife is here. She wanted to break up with me. Even despite the fact God said, even me, I wanted to leave her. Even though we were lying, saying that we saw three archangels that came from the Mount of God, saying, this is your wife, this is your husband. When the reality hit us, both of us agreed that we needed to go apart. And that moment, God will bring your vice, the thing you like the most. I've always wanted to marry somebody from another tribe, either Hausa or Igbo. One Igbo girl was even around that period. And I was teaching her God's word, and she was flowing, she was receiving it. Wow, this one doesn't fight with me. This one is okay. I will not involve her. When I settle here, I'll come and settle this one. 14 years after, we are still married. So don't say because you say God said it will be. No, God said means there will be war. There will be warfare. I love you. The love is not in doubt. But God didn't talk to me about you. That's the only problem. That's the only problem you have. Me, I'm ready. The only problem is the God thing. I love you, but God didn't talk to me about it. He spoke to me about her. God is your enemy in this case. So the question is not whether God will talk or whether he will speak. The problem is, will you be willing? Will you be willing or will you argue? Like Peter. Will you decide to go for God or will you find your way around it? Say it is those who are willing and what? Obedient. You see, God's word is not hard. We are the ones looking for strange things. Whether you have a certificate or not, Jesus will take you from the ground up. But you must be willing. When he tells you jump, you jump. When he tells you without notice, Monday morning, some of you don't want to hear this one now. You woke up first thing in the morning. You're like, wow, let me make some toast. Say, my daughter, 3 days fast. I know those things are very clear. There's a way they will be very clear. You will know that it is God. There are people that are struggling. Do you know why? All the prayers over their lives, people prayed for them. They didn't pray. Somebody came to me and said, I'm having this ailment in my body. The doctor says there's no treatment. My friend told me to come and see you. I said, okay, let me pray for you. I prayed for her. Then later she called. The thing is still there. I laughed. You know why I laughed? Your friend who brought you, did you ask your friend what she did? You are looking for a prophet. Eh? Your friend needed a pastor. Before you cannot convert me into one of those people you just go and see and vanish. Eh? Then you as you are prophesying here, you are going to the other program. You know, no, my anointing doesn't work. So, I say your friend that is coming all the way from Ogun State to attend church here. You did not ask her that. All those churches she saw, and she didn't stop there. What did she see? You want to see me at your own convenience. Pastor, I need to see you now. No, you need to see me when I'm ready. My wife is here. Even my family members can't see me where they want. And it's not pride. I'm just telling you. Because sometimes I'm tired. Here's the woman who bears the brunt. I'm tired. Has your phone ever irritated you before? Please, who understands what I'm saying? Your phone, like, it rang and you felt like smashing it. I used to think those things in movies are just acting, you know? Until I started, I hate the sound of my phone. I hate it. Like, I've gotten to that point. I don't know if it's stress. I've gotten to that point. The phone, I just removed the ringtone. Just. And so you are calling me. You want to see me now, 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 now. You can't see me now, now, now. Because sometimes when you are tired and you still have to pray and do a number of hours, then your tissues, your thighs are aching and you cannot stand. My wife told me this morning that I should not stand. I should put a chair here and preach. Because as at this last night, we were not sure if I would be able to stand on these two legs. That's the price for the anointing. If you want to pray, and the Lord says, okay, today you are going to be here for 3 hours. He says, we'll come by 4 a.m. Then nobody should sit. Huh? So you start praying. And goes away. You see all those comfy chairs? Those three-seaters that used to insult, used to say, nothing. All of a sudden, they say, when they become so fanimorious, and you just want to sit for 2 minutes. But instruction was clear. Today's prayer, we are standing. God did not announce it. You know, it was you he told. If your wife comes to the parlor and sees you standing or sitting, she may not know. Then after 3 hours, you now realize that it's not easy to stand on one spot. Then all your tissues are aching. And you come out of that prayer hungry. Yeah. Okay, you know about that. You pray. Then as you come, you are hungry. Because you've been talking. God said, I want to hear. Talk. Yeah, talk. For 3 hours. No, not pray you have to. Talk. Let me hear you. And when you are done, even my children will greet me. I will not remember to ask them, is that how to greet? Because you are tired. Then someone now calls me. So I will prioritize. If you are a member of Harvest World, your number is on priority list. If you give someone my number without telling me, so I'm tired. If you want to give someone my number, tell me first. Even my bricklayer is tired. Because I called him yesterday. We are done with the job. I'm not calling him again today, and he has been calling me. I'm done. If you are willing and obedient, there is a way God will use your body. Eh? By the time you die, your body will be shouting hallelujah. Because he has used you. Therefore, conserve your strength. Conserve your energy for God. Don't make God number two. Because when he finally starts talking, he will use you up. Be willing. God didn't say be perfect. He said be willing. Be willing. I will change your life, but I want you to be willing to go through the process. I will not do it overnight, but I want you to be willing to go through the process. I want you to trust me that if I could fix Abraham, I can fix you. So, don't come to me and say, God, what about my cousin, Elizabeth? What's my business, Elizabeth? But since you have mentioned her, let me now tell you that she's also with, child. As I'm walking in your life, I'm walking in her life. But when you come to me, don't mention other people. Speak for yourself. Don't tell me about my friend. She's married. I'm not here for that. I'm here for you. When I do yours, it will be glorious. It will be on time. It will be perfect. The moment you come into this place of knowledge, you will enter into rest. Oh, you will not be moved by who is doing what again. Perfect rest. Somebody just won 1 billion. Glory be to God. Somebody's in the United States. Ah, Jesus is Lord. We thank God. Somebody just got promoted. Praise God. We thank God for you are not in that rat race again. Because you have rested. The Bible says those who believed have what? They have rested. So the sign that you have believed is that you stop struggling and hustling. Believe me, God is still a covenant-keeping God. and he has something to say about you. 10 years from now, you will not be at this level. Depending on how you deal with what you have heard today. Do not forget, it was not Isaac that God had a covenant with. It was his father. Isaac became a beneficiary of that covenant by reason of being born into that family. And God appeared unto Isaac and said, "Do not go down into Egypt." Let's pray.